This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, it's a traffic alert to tell you about. It has been closed for much of the day today. Jetwing Drive, northbound between East Fountain and Highway 24, Sitta Drive. There was a motorcycle crash in that area earlier this afternoon. It had much of Fountain closed at Jetwing. But again, that whole intersection is now reopened after the police investigation. We don't know the condition of any injuries or anybody involved in the crash. We're working on getting some more information on that, and we'll bring it to you as soon as it becomes available. Our top story on KRDO News Radio, more than 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers are getting ready to go on what would be the biggest healthcare strike in U.S. history. Megan Mays, who is a patient administrative assistant, said she speaks with four other employees who are all working. Their working conditions have all declined.
People are just really, really tired. We're working full time, and then we're working overtime, and then we're working double time.
Unions representing the workers notified the company that they would be possibly going on a three-day strike. They warned them more than a week ago. Pharmacy employees already began a three-week strike yesterday. Negotiations on pay, outsourcing, and staffing are all stalled. The strike would affect Kaiser hospitals and clinics in California, Oregon, Washington State, Colorado, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. Well, state government offices and courthouses closed today in observance of Francis Xavier Cabrini Day. Colorado lawmakers authorized the observance in 2020, establishing the first paid state holiday honoring a woman in the United States. Cabrini came to the U.S. in 1889 and opened a missionary school and orphanage in the Denver area near the turn of the century. Cabrini was canonized as a saint by the Catholic Church in 1946. First responders at the scene of what was called a very serious motorcycle crash. This is what we just brought you. This, according to the Colorado Springs Police Department, it happened shortly after noon at Jetwing Drive and East Fountain Boulevard. The condition of the motorcyclist is not known at this time. We'll continue to watch that. And it's been a very serious traffic day today. A pedestrian is in the hospital at this hour after they were hit by a vehicle this morning. Police said that the pedestrian was at the crosswalk of San Miguel and Academy when they were hit by the vehicle that was making a turn. The pedestrian is expected to survive. The crash remains under investigation. Testimony in the Joshua Johnson murder trial is expected to resume in Colorado Springs in a courtroom tomorrow. Day three of the testimony in that case wrapped up on Friday with 10 prosecution witnesses taking the stand. Among the witnesses was Johnson's mother, who testified that her son came home early on June 11th, the day the 17-year-old Riley Whitelaw was killed at that local Walgreens store. Johnson's mother said it was unusual for him to come home in the middle of the workday and that he left home about 5 minutes after he arrived. Johnson is charged with first-degree murder in Whitelaw's death. And finally, Colorado Springs is one of the most neighborly cities in America, that according to Neighbors.com, which puts Colorado third on its 2023 rankings. The website says Colorado Springs has the highest volunteer rate of the cities on the list, with 69% of the residents giving time to local organizations. Madison, Wisconsin was crowned the most neighborly city in the U.S.
Off and on showers and thunderstorms will continue for southern Colorado through the evening time frame, through about 8 o'clock tonight. Wind, hail, the primary concern, so secure your outdoor items and get ready for some big boomers this evening. Overnight tonight, 40s and 50s in the forecast. Highs only in the 50s and 60s for Tuesday as an incoming cold front sweeps across the state, and that will make for breezy northerly winds that will be chilly, so dress in a few layers tomorrow because it will be a bit of a temperature change, and Tuesday night down into the 30s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.